Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
From the top down, they've got a lot of concerns. There's a lot of things to worry about. I don't think Andrew Luck is one of them.
You put a bad enough team around him for a long enough time, you can ruin a guy.
Andrew Luck's had a bad team around him since he got in the league.
He also hasn't had a team that has been so bad that everything fell apart. Those are the kind of things that suddenly you start getting rid of the ball faster, you start making more mistakes. You can't just say, oh, he's still going to be Andrew Luck if he keeps getting his ass kicked every week.
The Cy Young race tightens back up with Gray getting smacked around his last outing and Keuchel having the game he did, David Price having the game that he had yesterday where he gave up two hits. If I had to pick a front runner today, it's probably David Price. Probably go Price, Keuchel, Gray.
I looked at 10 different places that are ranking the Cy Young contenders. 8 of them have Keuchel 1. For what it's worth, that's what it is right now, according to these guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours. You missed a little talk there on the Astros. You missed a little Texans talk. Missed a little Jerome Solomon, who was entertaining as always. You missed a regurgitator. You missed a dismemberer. And you missed a pooer. That's pretty much it. I think that's been the show. All that's available on podcastarena.com. Terrific new website. Here at part of Gau Media. So all of the shows now on podcastarena.com. Full shows. You can find everything you want, including all of that. And you can also find us, not podcasts anymore, but you can listen to the show on ESPN975.com. You can listen on TuneIn Radio. You can listen on the ESPN Radio app or the traditional way. So there you go. I think that catches us up on everything. And now everybody's doing their go-to sex songs, which, you know.
You know what mine is?
Sure. Go ahead. Why not?
Whatever's playing.
That's kind of where I am with it. It's like, it really doesn't matter what it is because I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah.
And half the time I'm drunk anyway, so does it really matter? All right. Let's grab a phone call. Actually, pretty much all the time because I have to get other people drunk in order for me to. Anyway, let's get Ken. What's up, Ken? Hello, Ken.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boy.
How are y'all?
Sports.
What's up? Oh, there you go. I knew that was coming. Question for you. Would you say that the quality of the sports teams in the city is directly related to the quality of sports talk radio hosts?
Well, I mean,
I think what you're saying is we suck is what you're telling us.
Terrible.
So, okay. Thanks for playing. Appreciate you.
That's fair.
No, I'll say.
I think this is what happens, particularly with our show, is when the teams are not good, it pisses off Houston sports fans because we rag on the team when they suck. And when the team is good and we're saying good things about the team, I think people enjoy it more, or at least the local fans do. But
you know what that was? That's that same idiot who called in about a month ago. I recognize the voice about halfway through, who's just a pathetic troll who just keeps trying to get on the air.
I love him.
I just be funny, man. I don't care. You come after us, be funny. That wasn't funny. I like funny trolls.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't even know where to go with it from here.
Just give up on life, Fred.
I think that's a good plan.
You want to see what happened? Or did you hear what happened? Chuck Pagano's follow-up statement?
I would say, before we get to Chuck Pagano's follow-up statement, I would say the quality of sports teams unfortunately reflects the quality of caller in that instance. So, anyway, go ahead.
Chuck Pagano, the comments last night where that's the case for 3 years now, has it not been? He should be more comfortable dealing with what he's dealing with. We've got to get it fixed. A lot of people thought that was a knock on Andrew Luck, Well, he came out and said, really, it was complimenting our quarterback is what I was doing there. You guys know how many different lineups we've had because of injuries and this, that, and another. That's well documented over the last 3 years. And the way he's been able to perform and lead this football team, 11 wins, three straight years, and playoff wins, we've got one hell of a quarterback. We have a great player and a great leader there. But again, it was more like, hey, we're lucky we have Andrew. Thank God we have that guy that we have.
Well, then why didn't you say that? Why do you leave it open for interpretation?
I'm not sure. That's the thing. I think, listen, there should be nobody more frustrated after losses like that than Chuck Pagano, because guess who's going to quarterback the Colts next year, even if they go 8-8? Guess who's quarterbacking? Andrew Luck.
I don't know who's going to be coaching, though.
That no one knows. They might go 12-4, and he might still get fired. So he should be worried.
Yeah, that left open so much for interpretation. All you had to say was, okay, look, you know, we've got to play better. We got to get him more help. He didn't play his best, but that wasn't, you know, that wasn't all on him. But when you do that, you need to deal with it. Now you have to come back the next day and say you have to smooth things over. Or you have to say, well, I wasn't talking about the general manager or whatever. Just be smarter after that, man. That's a mess. That whole thing is a mess. There's obviously, and whether you interpret that as a dig at Luck or Gregson, there's obviously a problem going on with him and Gregson. It has been for a while.
Yeah.
They're both the ones who are trying to, I guess, pawn it off on the other. And there's a good chance both of them are gone at the end of this season anyway. And that's what happens when you start pointing fingers. And all it's going to take is two or three wins, and everybody's going to shut up.
I got something next for you. The Forbes released their list of the world's highest paid athletes today.
Yeah.
You want to guess how many Houston-based athletes made that list?
And
whereabouts they were ranked?
Not really, but you'll tell me.
I'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Sounds right? Like a plan. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You know, it's bad enough to have to deal with the usual Tuesday trolls that have nothing better to do in their life. And then you make it worse.
How do I make it worse?
You just made it worse. It's like, okay, I just sent
you something great.
No, you didn't. You sent me something that is ruining every vision I have. and I got to say...
Does it have to do something with feet?
No, it's worse. If you can believe that.
Are we going to talk about this?
It's bad enough that, you know, we always... I don't know why it way is that people just feel like, yeah, we have a lot of great listeners, we have a lot of great callers, and we have people who are just stupid and feel like they have to try to be clever and they're not. Okay, that's fine. I deal with that. That's part of the job. Then you get Jerome trying to troll me with Ray Rice crap. That's fine. Part of the job. What you did is over the top. This is taking...
I saw something that reminded me of you.
No, this is taking something beautiful and making it hideous. It's ruining my entire day now. I was in a good mood.
I'm surprised you say that. I thought this would be something to make you happy.
Really? Really? Well, I can't even talk to you right now. You're going to have to tell the people what you did.
I didn't do anything. I tweeted it out.
Tweeted it out. You put me on it so I would look at it.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it. Now I got to go throw up. It's Donald Trump as Disney princesses. And every single one of them, like Ariel's got Donald Trump's head on it. I mean, I've gone total spaghetti now. I can never look at Ariel the same way. And even those cool pinups where she looked all hot and everything, you've ruined it for me.
Sorry.
That's just uncool. Why would you do that? Some guy almost poos on you, and you got to ruin my Disney princess thing?
I thought you would like it, Fred. I apologize.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested to see it. Artistic take on things.
Yeah, artistic? The only thing that would make it palatable is if he were Snow White and there were seven dwarves lined up behind him.
Yeah.
That's it. God. You know what? I'm gonna try a phone call here, and I just have a feeling that no matter what we do, it's going to go completely off the rails and downhill, and that's fine. Just the last three segments will just completely suck. But no, you know what? You were supposed to do rich athletes. Let's do that first, and then maybe we'll
get
try
to the athletes. The Forbes World's Highest Paid Athletes came out today.
I'm not really that disgusted, by the way.
I know you fun. Liked it.
I know. I didn't like it. I think it's funny as hell.
It goes by their earnings on the field and off.
Okay,
and that's how they decide who the top 100 are. What sport would you guess the world's richest athlete plays?
World's richest athlete?
Yeah.
That European/everywhere else football.
That's what I would have thought too.
Formula One?
Oh yeah, Formula One's a good guess.
No.
Basketball?
Boxing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, $300 million.
Isn't that pretty much what he made off the Pacquiao fight?
Yeah. $285 million in salary/winnings, $15 million in endorsements.
Who would pay him endorsement?
That is a very strange guy to have endorse you.
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao, number two.
When I'm not punching women, I'm punching men in the ring.
And when I do it, I like to wear Adidas. Manny Pacquiao, number two, $148 million in the ring, $12 million out of it. So $300 million, and then the drop-off to number two is $160 million. The drop-off to the third highest-paid athlete, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, so that would have been...
$79.6 million for him.
It's pretty good.
Lionel Messi, $73.8 million, and rounding out the top five, Roger Federer, $67 million. Makes $9 million playing tennis, $58 million in endorsements.
Wow.
It pays.
I would have never guessed Federer that high.
Easier to make money on endorsements if you're handsome. That's one thing you'll learn if you go over this whole list.
Oh, I've learned that. That's why I don't make any money on endorsements.
Exactly. Highest paid athlete in the American Big Three sports, LeBron James.
LeBron, yeah, I figured that.
20.8 on the court, $44 million in endorsements for 64.8.
Solid.
About $10 million ahead of number seven, Kevin Durant, who's at 54.2. Number eight, Phil Mickelson at 50.8, meaning he's the highest paid golfer at this point.
Boy, and the way he's playing, almost all of that is...
$48 million off the course, 2.8 on. Yeah. Only $200,000 ahead of Tiger Woods, who made $600,000 playing golf and $50 million in endorsements. And rounding out your top 10, Kobe Bryant at 49.5. Others of note, Ben Roethlisberger is 11. Rory McIlroy up to 12. The first Formula One racer, Lewis Hamilton, $39 million. He's at number 15.
I like to call him Louis.
Yeah, so I didn't even mention when I said Ben Roethlisberger, he's the highest paid NFL athlete at number 11. The next one comes in at number 16, and that is Ndamukong Suh. The highest paid baseball player, care to guess? Venture a guess? You'll never get it in a million years.
Well, then no, I'm not going to guess.
Albert Pujols?
John Lester.
Oh, wow, because I would have guessed to share our pools.
Well, that would have been a reasonable-sounding guess. Second behind him and all the way at number 30 is Robinson Cano. The highest-paid lady on the list. How about that? What's your guess?
Highest-paid lady, I would guess Serena.
Nope, Maria Sharapova, who makes $23 million in endorsements.
Yeah, that makes sense. She is pleasant to look upon.
6.7 on the course. Justin James Watt is number 29 on the list. He makes $20.9 million playing football and $7 million in endorsements. The only football players who make more in endorsements than him, Peyton Manning, who's far and away the leader at $12 million, and Aaron Rodgers.
Or is it skinny leg Peyton Manning?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers, the other two listed ahead of him.
$7 million sounds pretty light considering this guy does every possible commercial.
I would think so. I guess a lot of them are local,
though. And,
number 41 on the list, Dwight Howard. $21.5 million in salary, $4 million in endorsements. Serena Williams, number 47 on the list. She makes 11.6 playing tennis, $13 million in endorsements. Because so I've seen pretty balanced out.
I've seen a lot of her doing commercials lately.
Yeah.
So
where's James Harden? Is this before his Adidas contract?
No.
Which,
by the way, James Harden, I guess, got caught wearing Nikes again.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, he's just a knucklehead. That dude's trying to piss away that money.
That's not smart, man. Come on. You got to be smarter than that.
James Harden came in on the list at number 100. Barely eked his way onto the list. 14.8 in hoop money, $4 million in endorsements. Number 97, former Rocket, Jeremy Lin.
Wow.
14.9 million and he's 14.9 in basketball, 4 million in endorsements.
Dear diary.
Yeah,
I'm ahead of James Harden.
Don't you miss having that guy around?
Yes, a little bit. Something fun to talk about.
Yeah, so I thought that list was interesting. There's some names that you wouldn't expect to be on the list that are on it. I thought John Lester was the most surprising.
Yeah, that's very strange.
But there's a few of them like that and a lot of them are soccer guys, and I don't know who the hell these guys are. I don't know.
You know Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Call him Zlati.
Yeah, your boy Zlato.
Yeah.
Zlato is even better. There's a cricket guy who makes $31 million. That puts him just between Rafael Nadal and Neymar. He plays cricket.
Yeah, well, there's one cricket dude that everybody goes, oh, this guy's the greatest, so that's probably who it is.
Mahendra Singh Dhoni?
I don't know. I just know that every time you bring up cricket, there'll be 10 people tweeting about, this guy's the baddest ass ever.
He's the best. He's the best. So, yeah, there's a couple guys who I've never heard of who make more money than Carmelo Anthony, which it's always surprising
probably
to see.
Probably not unfair, though.
Yeah, probably not. I wish I had time to go through this whole list and see, like, who is currently the most overpaid based on what they give anymore. Jeremy Lin would probably be pretty high up there. CeCe Sabathia would be high up there. He's at number 51 on the list, and he gives you just about nil.
Well, according to this list I'm looking at that we're going to talk about when we come back, we're also going to grab some phone calls. Dwight Howard probably belongs on that list.
Oh, no.
We'll tell you what it is when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Why don't you open your eyes? You're only fooling yourself. Wrapped up in your life.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Get to this list in just a second. Let's try a couple phone calls. I don't want to quit on that last one. Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Sports.
I was calling Fred, you particular. I was just kind of curious what's going on with that Patrick Kane investigation. I know he went to training camp and stuff like that, but they're not going to, press charges on him? And the other question I have is, what are your picks for the NHL, your favorite picks for the NHL this year?
Oh, boy. I haven't done all my research yet. I'm telling you, I do like Washington a little bit. But that's, I'm not ready to do my NHL picks yet. So how about this?
I'm not ready to do mine either.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm still working on it.
I'm close, but no, as far as the Kane thing, he is at camp. He's with the team. He hasn't addressed anything.
What do they do? Did they make did he give her some dough or what?
Well, there's reports that they're in settlement talks.
But it sounds so bad when it comes to a rape charge.
Well, and now he's saying he doesn't want a settlement because he didn't do anything wrong. They did not find any DNA on her privates from him.
Okay.
So that's the latest thing that's happened. And so therefore I think they were thinking there were settlement talks, which is why they put off the grand jury. But right now, I would be surprised if anything comes of this. I think it's either going to get settled or they're not going to file charges. But it's not a good look no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, let's try one more. Mark.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I wanted to get your opinion on live sports betting. It seems to have worked out for me a lot more. More often than it doesn't lately, like last night, watching the game, I watched the first two drives, and I found that the Jets seemed a lot better. And I punched a plus 130 ticket. Just want to see what you guys thought about that.
I'm not against live betting. I think that it's kind of a dangerous thing to get into, though, because, man, it takes me a lot of handicapping before I feel good about punching a number. And, you know, to make changes like that on the fly is sometimes not the best thing you can do. And a lot of times it'll lead to chasing.
Yeah.
And that can get bad. But, you know, if the game is, if it gets to halftime and it's closer than you feel, you know, closer than it should be, and you feel like you're still on the right side and you want to supplement it to help your original bet, I don't have a problem with that. I always tell people if you're live betting, make sure you're not chasing.
Yeah, and the only time it's just like anything else, you got to look for value. I'm real careful about watching the first few series and thinking that's how a game's going to go, because things change so fast, especially in the NFL when people make adjustments. What I will do, especially in college, if a heavy favorite is way down at the half, I like to bet them to cover the second half line.
Yeah,
because they almost always will make a comeback. And so I look for situations like that, but I don't do it very often. All right, I promise you, because you had your list, Yard Barker did its top five NBA centers for the 2015-16 season. Curious where you think Dwight Howard might fit on this list. And Jong is a basketball guy. I'd like to get your opinion.
You want me to guess now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to. He's not in the top five.
Ooh, really? Okay, AJ, what do you think?
I said I don't think he was in the top five last year.
Okay. Well, here we go. Number one is DeMarcus Cousins.
I have no problem with that. That dude's a freak, although I may have him number two on my list.
Number two is Marc Gasol.
That's the guy that I would have that I would have said maybe number one.
Jong, any disagreements so far?
No.
Who would you have number three?
Joking Noah, maybe? Without just off the top of my head.
Boy, that's a tough one. I would probably go, I might say Andre Drummond.
DeAndre Jordan is their pick.
He's good too. Yeah. That's not a bad pick.
All right, number four, and I think this is an interesting one, Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is turning into a player, man. That guy's getting there quick.
Number five, not Dwight Howard, not Joakim Noah. Care to guess?
Vucevic?
It is Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic, Orlando Magic. No Dwight Howard in the top five.
No Drummond on that list either, huh?
No Drummond either.
Okay.
So, thought you'd appreciate that list.
Well,
any list that doesn't have a Houston guy on it, I know you like. So.
No, I just think, I mean, you know how I think that maybe at this point, Dwight Howard is a pretty one-dimensional player. And he's had a hard time staying healthy. He's just, I mean, he's still a good pick-and-roll guy, and he's still a good defender. I don't think he's any longer an elite defender. He's still a very good defender, but he's just not what he once was. And that's, I mean, that's what happens with big men. They don't last forever, you know?
Joshua asks, what about live betting to hedge your original play? I think there are times to do it. I just don't do a lot of it. Every now and then, if I find something I look at and I go, wow, okay, yeah, this is worth playing, I will, but I pick and choose my original bets to the point where sometimes there's only two a weekend. So, yeah, because I'm just looking for the best value I can find. And that gives you a lot more opportunities and a lot more things to choose from. Yeah. It's just also one that you have to do a lot more work on.
Dude, I'm more than if I've got a ticket that I know is a loser, I'll just suck it up, because if you try to go the other way and then your team actually starts to play right, there's a good chance you could lose both of those. So I don't try to hedge. Once I make a bet, that's, you know.
I hedge more on future bets where I'm, especially like the last couple of years with the NHL, if I had long shots getting to the finals, and I would hedge a little bit, and I would take it down. And 2 years ago when I did that and I wound up with both the Kings and the Rangers, I had it 15-1 and 18-1, I think, and I wound up getting paid off 8-1.
Yeah.
Because I did hedge along the way. Like, I bet the Blackhawks against the Kings and things like that. But yeah, for in-game, man, it's just not something that I do a lot of. And I know that there are pros out there that are taking advantage of it, and maybe I'll start paying more attention to it, but it's just not something I do a lot of.
Sam says Duncan. He's the only one, I guess.
No one's ever considered Duncan a center, but guess
what? He'll be at center this year.
With Aldridge there, he'll play center.
But I don't think I'd project him to be one of the five best in the NBA.
Not at this stage of his career, no. Let's try Matt real quick. What's up, Matt?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
Hey, real quick. Love the show. Listen to it every day on the drive home. Been looking online. See the Cowboys are working guys out. Seen rumors it could be they got guys out there like Matt Flynn.
The Cowboys traded for Matt Cassel today.
Yeah, I mean, they got Cassel. What do you think the odds are that Cassel comes in, takes over, or they're going to stick with Wheaton? Wants to hear your thoughts on it.
I think they'll stick with Wheaton. He's been there. He's been in the system. I don't think they'll be. I don't think you'll see Cassel unless Wheaton gets hurt or he's just completely ineffective. It's certainly not off the bat. It's going to take a little bit for. I think it's going to take at least a couple weeks.
I think that. I mean, Wheaton has lost a lot of games. I mean, he's not a very good player, but I don't think Matt Cassel's anything special either. I think at this point, you probably stick with Wheaton unless he just tanks, and then that's when you look to bring in Matt Cassel.
But I think you're looking at 2 or 3 weeks minimum for him to learn the offense.
I think so, too.
And I don't think he's going to completely tank. I actually think for a backup quarterback, he's pretty solid. He can win some games for you. Somebody sent us the NBA 2K16 ratings. They've got Howard third. Ahead of
DeAndre Jordan.
Yep. Al Horford 6, Drummond 7, Brooke Lopez 8, Al Jefferson 9, Hassan Whiteside 10.
Brooke Lopez, another guy who I like, but that dude can never stay healthy. Never.
But 85 is his rating.
Yeah.
87 for Gasol.
Yeah, I'm out on 2K16 ratings then. I like that list that you made better.
Well, I didn't make the list. I found the list.
Right.
And I just thought it was interesting that he wasn't top 5 anymore.
Do you think he is?
I think it just kind of depends on what you prefer. But I think, to me, those guys 3 through 6, 7, I think you can put in almost any order. I believe that Cousins and Gasol are the best. It just kind of comes down to what you like for the other ones. So, yeah, I could see putting him in the top 5. I could see putting him 7th.
Yeah. And who knows what you know, what Jahlil Okafor will be day one. You know, there's a lot of guys who I think will, you know, could surprise us.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you guys about attorney Gary Trichter, because, you know, a lot of these law enforcement officials, they're trying to set you up for failure with these tests. And they're stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test now. If your weekends suck because of a DWI, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test. A lot of things you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't warranted fit for breath testing. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, then destroys that evidence to make rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing that test isn't the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. Police aren't testing your blood. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. And police blood tests can't positively identify alcohol from other substances. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you fail the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Don't leave your future, your life in the hands of someone who's not experienced in standing up for you. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's getting hard to tell. There's people like you leading out to believe us. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. And join A.J. Hoffman Saturday for College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House.
I'll be there at Luke's Ice House. Ready to party.
Feature game of the day is Texas A&M taking on Arkansas.
Pig.
You'll be on the deck beginning at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light. Before we get to bleepage, he was asking me who my early picks to win the cup. I'm just looking at odds here. Let me give you a couple that I don't mind if you're looking for prices.
All right.
Washington, 18-1. I like some of the moves they made in the offseason. The Islanders at 22-1 may be the most underappreciated team in the league. It is a very good hockey team. Blackhawks are the favorites. I think I'm going to play against them this year simply because it's so hard to repeat, and they had to lose a lot of guys. The Ducks and the Lightning are both 10-1, which I think are fair odds. Both of those teams have a real good chance. Same thing with the Rangers and Kings. They're 10-1, but if you're looking for some value, about Penguins at 14-1. I think Phil Kessel is going to have a monster year. And I like other teams that I kind of like at the prices are St. Louis 14 and Minnesota at 16.
What's Nashville?
18, which I don't mind that either. That's a very good hockey team that was real close last year. So I know it's a lot of teams, but I'm just giving you some prices if you're looking for some prices. I don't have official picks yet. Let me get closer to the season. I gotta study some of these preseason games going on, man. Preseason hockey.
I was thinking about it. Who would be your top five power forwards? Because someone asked about where's Anthony Davis on that list, and I said he's on the forwards
list. He's on the
I think he's a sure number one, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I would say he is. What do we count Duncan as? What do we count Aldridge as? I mean, I think Aldridge is a power forward, right?
Yeah.
So I'd probably go Davis. Probably go Blake Griffin, too.
Okay.
I might do Aldridge 3.
I think I would too. We're on the same page here so far.
What about, I probably do, I don't know if Dirk's good enough to still be on that list. I think Duncan's still on that list. I'm trying to think. I'm not really in basketball mode.
I think I'll go Kevin Love.
I'd take Chris Bosch over Kevin Love, I think.
Oh, not me.
I mean, I know he didn't have a great year last year, but I might
round it out with like a Paul Millsap.
Yeah, Paul Millsap's the other guy I was thinking of.
Derek Favors is really good. Or Draymond Green if he continues to improve.
Donatas Moniunas. All right, let's do weekend bleepage.
This is what bleepage sounds like.
Yeah, because you're a you don't know about baseball. You're filling in for somebody.
How do you spell reach?
You know how to spell it. It's in your vocabulary. I'm sure you know.
It looks like speed the up.
Let's go.
Get the call in. Speed the fucking up.
Let's go, fellas.
I'm tired of watching this slow bullshit.
They're going to have to regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
There was one guy
And to this day, I've never understood why, who took me under his wing, and that was Moses. He f***ed me like a son.
What are your rituals before the game? Do you have any?
You know what? I have to take a So I have to calm myself. You guys don't know I'm pretty active and like to
move. How long a do you take?
Hour.
An hour? Okay. Max.
Any longer than that, I'm a little sluggish.
Tony don't roll over on his side and have that look on the ground. He doesn't do that. I had spent quite a bit of time, an inordinate amount of time, with him while he was waiting to go on the field before the game.
Our player came to the sidelines, and he was covered in covered in his face.
A Salesian player reached under his student's face mask and smeared on the teen's face.
That's the kind of substance that if it really got in your eyes, it can do some damage.
Charlie Strong walking over to Mark Duddy to ask him, what exactly did you see? Oh, he's asking more than that. He's pretty upset with the headlines. In fact, he's the headlines. He is all over him right now. He was really to Cravon Barrett, the head linesman who threw the flag.
This has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
You can't do that to the ref.
The Moses Malone was money.
Yeah, that was awesome. You bleep me like a son.
Dude, it's so funny that the Icy Hot story, where the guy rubbed Icy Hot on that kid's face.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do to people. I've told you this before, I think. That's what I used to do to people in basic training. I used to, when they were sleeping, I'd put Icy Hot on their face and then shake them to wake them up, and then it would just be agonizing.
I've accidentally got it in my eyes, like when I put it on somewhere and thought I'd washed it off, and I didn't, and then went to scratch my eye or something.
Yeah.
And that is no fun, but.
You know what the best part about that was, bleepage? Glenn was walking around, and that's the first time he heard us use him cursing in the intro to Weekend Bleepage, and he was like,
"Oh, nice."
He was like, "What was that?" I was like, oh, we've been using this for a while, Glenn.
Mm. All right, so Local Music Tuesday wraps up. John, who do we play this hour, my friend?
We played Todd Bishop, 12 Years Driven twice, Trainwreck, Mad Sons twice, and Emerge.
No offense, 12 Years and Mad Sons are my favorites. The other stuff's really good. But if you liked anything you heard, man, go check them out. Go support your local bands and go buy some CDs, man.
And I tweeted out every song we played and every artist we played.
Awesome. So that's at Jongi Football.
No, we from the Degenerates account.
Oh, Degenerates. Okay, so I will retweet that as well, so you'll have them. And please check these guys out. I want to thank John. Great job. AJ, great job. I'm Fred Fowler. We'll see you again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN. 97.5.